Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reginald Johnson and Cynthia Johnson, me, your host this morning. We are in the book study of oneness. But we're going to be talking about Bruce Lipton's lecture on where mind and matter meet. Exciting stuff, where science is going. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our opening prayer this morning.
I'm doing great. How are you? Good. I hope everybody else is too. It's a beautiful day. As I look out my window and I see rain and fog, it's like being in London. What a blessing, though. It helps clear the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything. This brand new day with brand new vistas and outlooks and opportunities. We thank you for people like the brilliance of Bruce Lipton, who teaches us the validity and the truth that matter and mind are both governed by who we are and our perception of you. Ultimately, you stand over everything. Thank you for being who you are in us, that we are a cosmic mirrored reflection of your power and your might, individualized in these bodies, that every cell and muscle and every enzyme and every energy works in accordance with what we believe, and leaving us away from our fears into faith to have wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. We believe it is so as we listen for these beautiful energies coming from the Holy Spirit dictated to us. And we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. This morning, we are talking about Bruce Lipton's lecture. And actually, we're moving into the second part of his lecture. I sent you links to 17 videotapes, and they run about a little less than 10 minutes each. And we had our initial discussion of the first six or seven of those, and then this discussion is starting with part eight of the videos. And he is pretty much opening up with... let me see if I can get this music to stop. Okay. And the discussion has been around our cellular structure. And the reason I wanted to integrate his information with our book study of oneness is because oneness is always talking about cellular structure, cellular memory, vibration, energy, and Bruce Lipton breaks all of this down for us. So this is supposed to be a discussion. I cannot carry this whole thing by myself. Dr. Reggie is on the line with me. Many of you know that how he is very powerful in terms of understanding energy, but I need you guys. You've watched this material, and so I want to hear how that material has impressed you. And I want to focus right now on this the cells and how the cells function. In particular, I love the experiment that he did where he took cells and put them in a petri dish, and then he placed food in the vicinity of the cell, and he noticed when he left the room and he came back that the cell had moved closer to the food. And then he removed the food and put in a toxin and left the room for a little while. He comes back, and the cell had moved away from the toxin. And he deduced from that little experiment, he recognized that the cell functions has three behaviors. The first is that it will move toward a signal, or it'll move away from a signal, or it doesn't move at all. And so then he says, well, there are basically only two behaviors. because he discounts the one where it doesn't move at all, and that is that it's moving towards, because it moved towards the food, it represents that it's moving towards the nourishment, which equals and means growth. And as it moved away from the toxins, that it moves away from what threatens its existence. And that means that it's moving into a protection mode. Very simple little experiment that he performed. And where does he go from at that point? From there he says, okay, so there are two stages or two forms of existence that we can live in, or environments that we live in, and that's either in growth or protection. Growth or protection. And since our cells are a community, remember he talked about that individually these cells could survive on their own, but they've decided to come together and function as a community. And as part of that community, they're governed by the brain. And so the brain is telling the cells whether or not they're going to be in protection mode or in growth mode. But that brain is receiving information from who? You. It's from your perception of the environment. So now you're in the mix. And so the brain is now saying, well, our master is saying we're in protection mode, and then the body goes into this whole function of protection, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Or it says that we're going into a growth mode. So he says that the growth mode is continuous. Growing is continuous. If you stop growing, you basically die. So I'm going to open up the lines now. If you have a question or comment on just this whole concept of the basic functions of our cells, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Hi, Cynthia. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
And Dr. Reggie also.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Anthony. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is truly an exciting time. This Bruce Lipton, I love this tape. And I'd like to add, too, that since I've been listening to his workshop, there is a way that you can get to whole, I think it's like 20-something tapes that has been broken down. You could get them on just two sets of video streams that will run. One runs an hour, 4 minutes. The other one runs an hour and 35 minutes. It's part one and part two. If you just put in Bruce Lipton and YouTube, the two will come up and you'll see them. And the whole set in its entirety, so you don't have to keep clicking one after another. I hadn't gotten through the second part, but I love it. I've been listening to it. I listened to the first part twice. And the part I like and I love, I'm telling you, this is something we probably can go over again, because I have become so aware and so conscious now of my own self and the words I use and how powerful they are. And I understand it from a scientific standpoint, because I'm a scientist. I'm a scientist. I will break something down in a minute because I want to understand what makes it does what it does. And I understand now why we do what we do, why we think what we think, because from a cellular level, our cells have membranes. Everything is in my body is in one single cell, and that is amazing. I can't even imagine, you know, how that's possible in my finite mind. But in the spirit world, you know, God gets to say, and I can understand. It's just this body is made so magnificently and so greatly. But I'm excited about this Bruce Lipton thing and tying in with the oneness. It is so fantastic. And just continue on with it, because it would do our hearts well to know what and how our minds operate and how it affects others. So thank you so much.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Dr. Reggie, when he, Bruce Lipton talks about this growth and protection, that
mm-hmm.
he moves it, he then transitions us into understanding why that dynamic is so important and why we need to understand that dynamic. And it really comes down to the fact that when that both of these require energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True. And I love what Anthony said, because he picked up on something very dynamic, that these receptors in the body, the membranes, the mitochondria is the main cell in the body under every cell. If you dissect a cell, they pick up energy and signals. I love the word signals. And they know from the signals, since they can't see, but they know. That's the point. Remember, we talked about consciousness and oneness. These cells know, and the receptors know in the energetic pattern of the cell what their function is. If there's toxins in a petri dish, they're going to move away from it. They don't want to die. The body is very lifeward. It wants to live. If it moves toward nourishment and food in the petri dish, it wants to live, so it moves toward it. So this thing about having fear and faith is a very powerful paradigm in energy and consciousness. And I love this study, because he's right. When we learn every cell in the body, which there are trillions of them in the body, making us who we are as a whole pattern. But outside of this energy, there's a bigger picture of who we are as spirit that inhabits these bodies, keeping it regulating, keeping it function. So when there's flight and there's fear, we set up things like, oh, my God, this is bad for me. I don't need that. Stressors are very powerful in the environment. But when we learn to control this stress, enzymes, cell fluids, synovial fluids, blood, corpuscles, everything in the body works in conjunction with faith. Everything is okay. Learn to get rid of the stress. But when we don't, it develops cancer, problems in everything in our bodies, vision, organs start to break down because they can't support it anymore. We keep on impeding these cells with horrible, horrible fears. And I love what he's done. He shows scientifically and esoterically the bridge between science and medicine and cell studies, that it's all true what we've been saying for years and years, and not just us, but sages throughout the centuries, including Jesus. It's amazing to me that we're now coming into a new paradigm, a new to help us grow, a new technological paradigm to help us to grow. I'm glad the study is there, and I hope everybody got a chance to really get into this, because I love medicine just like Anthony said. He's a scientist. I did scientific studies in pre-med and med school for a long time, and I love this stuff because it really validates the spirituality of our growth and who we are.
Exactly. I want to roll this back a little bit so we can progress through his thesis here on the patterns of growth and protection.
Yes.
Okay. Once he establishes that those are the two spectrums of the life of a cell, then he says that when you find that you are in protection mode, it requires energy. And the same thing for growth. So is all of the energy going to protection? Or if a significant amount of it is going into protection, there's very little left for growth. And growth is where your health, the balance of your health, is in play. So if we're living a life filled with stress, then, I mean, the logical conclusion here is that there's not much left for us to in the growth mode, and growth is where our health is developed and maintained. So he says that survival equals growth divided by protection. The balance of your health is related to the amount of energy expenditure that you're putting into protection. So now what happens when we move into protection mode, which is pretty much coming out of fear? And that's where he's going at the next level. And he starts explaining what goes on it on a cellular level when we are in fear mode. Now, why is that so important? When we're, as we're studying oneness, and those of you who are been following us in circles of prosperity, we are constantly talking about overcoming our fear. And one of the things that we fear most is what? Lack and limitation. Fear pretty much controls our lives, dominate our lives. So we want to move into living a faith-based life where we know that things are working for us. Okay? So now let's put that in perspective of what we're, the principles that we're teaching, and now what's going on in our physical bodies because we're in fear mode, which puts the cells in a mode of protection. The first thing that he outlines is that when you are in that mode, you begin to wall yourself off from the environment because you're protecting yourself. And you start to isolate yourself when you become fearful. And then the organs are for growth, and your muscles and your bone structure, your skeletal structure, are for protection. And so now the adrenal system, which lays on top of your kidneys, It's releasing adrenaline, which is shutting off the blood flow to your organs, which is in the viscera. That's your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, all of that's in the center of your body. The organs within the center of your body, the blood flow is shut off from those, or it's reduced from those organs and pushed out into the arms and the legs, because you're getting what? You're getting ready to run. If you're in fear, if you're in fear, or you're in protection mode, it's like that fear or flight mode. And so all of that energy is being expended now to get you out of trouble. And here's a key thing here. This is perceived trouble. Stress is a perceived fear. Stress is a perceived fear. So once that happens, there's another part of that that happens, is that when you're in that fearful mode, the blood flow from it moves towards the back of the brain as opposed to the front of the brain. The back of the brain is going to support your skeletal and muscular movements. The front of your brain is your intelligence. So basically, when you're in fear mode, I hate to put it this way, you're less intelligent. You can't make decisions as well. And pretty much you'll notice that. He gives the example that when you've studied all of this material and you go in for the test and you get a little stressful in the test and you can't remember anything, that's why. Because your body has moved into protection mode, and the blood flow is now is limited to the brain, which is your intelligence. I found that to be so interesting, especially when you stop and think about the daily stressors of life that we go through, that we put ourselves through, and then when we break that down to, what am I actually believing? Because as you go through these videotapes and through his lecture, he really begins to let you know that this environment that you're creating and that your brain is signaling to your body from this stress environment, it is based on your perception, which equals and means your belief. So Dr. Reggie, does anyone have any comments on this so far?
Fantastic, because it proves in this study of oneness, who we really are, and it's amazing to me that they're now discovering this, and Bruce Lipton did a great pioneering study on this because he's one of the people I know who's got a PhD and his doctorate in the medical field. And it's great because he's now bridged the two, like I said before. And what's interesting about what he's done is proving our study in oneness in a fear-based element or environment. Everything shuts down since the brain and the perception of the external factors outside of ourselves perceive something that may be stressful, that deters from our growth. We're realizing that, oh, my God, this is bad. I'm scared this might happen. And fear-based energy is destructive, not only to the cellular level, but to us in general. Sometimes you talk about the isolation and wanting to be alone. The cells know this, and so does the body. Eventually, when these people do this and shut themselves off from the world, what happens to them? They start to atrophy. They start to die because we need interaction. The cells need the interaction on a wholeness level, from a space of wholeness and growth and faith. We learn to get rid of the stress, or to de-stress, as they say now. And learning this is very potent, very powerful for us. And I'm glad we're now learning in this study, compared with both studies, to grow and to have our being in a new consciousness as we ascend in this 2012 environment, politically, essentially, physically, and emotionally, not to let these things get to us, but to learn to look at it as a movie and perceive it as such. It is not a part of your growth process or your life. You are in God's mind, and as being some energy that God itself created, which is you individually, we have so much to be thankful for. And when we shift our awareness into a mode of gratitude, everything changes. And there are bonuses. There's icing on the cake when you do that, because when you're giving thanks for something you already have, guess what happens? Health benefits, outside physical benefits, and the magnetic attraction to you of what you really want happens faster, and so does manifestation, which is a sacred science as well. It starts to happen faster, and it fosters wholeness on every level of your life, in mind, body, and spirit. So we have to remember, this study is very crucial and important for what we're dealing with, but also it gels with our study of oneness. And I hope that we all get it and that we do the work, and that's what's going to make us really benefit from it, by doing the work. Study the video, and I'm glad Anthony studied it so well and knows each one how to get the whole spectrum of everything and to learn it. And I'm glad that he put his input in. And I wish other people would too, because it's very valuable when you give your input. One time Reed even cried because you guys are giving so much love and so much input. And it's very crucial that we're not alone in the study or alone in the energy.
One of the things that he brings out in this lecture is about love, the emotion of love.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that love is the natural nourishment for growth.
Amen.
And he also says that the moment you are in fear, it cuts you off, and I mentioned this to you before, but it cuts you off from the environment and therefore cuts you off from life. I mean, I had a very stressful job, and it took me months to get rid of the stress. And it wasn't just what was physically going on in my body. I think a lot of times when we think about stress, we think about the physical manifestation of stress within our bodies. I was extremely tense. If you just touched me, it was very painful. But those were symptoms of some of a bigger problem, and that was what was going on in my mind. What were the recurring thoughts running through my mind? My body was only expressing symptoms of what I was thinking and what my belief system was. And I can tell you that in the last job that I felt that I was being attacked. So I was going to work every day in protection mode. As a matter of fact, sometimes I would wake up and tell Reggie, I said, oh, I got to protect myself. I would try to meditate, do whatever, in order to protect, but my body was in protection mode. And look at all of the things that go on in that mode. And it was all driven by my perception that I was under attack. How many of you have experienced that or are going through that right now? Stop and think about it. Here's what he tells us. This is a wonderful lecture because here's a medical doctor who ran these experiments and walked away from teaching medicine because he was teaching what was completely opposite of his findings. He then graduates in his lecture and moves on to start talking about how we are able to change our genes. We can adjust to our environment based on our belief system. So if we change our belief system, we can change our experiences, and we can change how our body is responding. Okay? So do I have any questions or comments at this point?
That's so funny you said that. I remember I sang in a rock band, believe it or not. And my first show, I was very afraid of getting out there. It was sponsored by a Catholic school and a bunch of nuns and fathers said, oh, my God. And I'm not Catholic at all, so it made me even double nervous about what the heck am I doing. And this one lady came up to me and she said, you know, if you believe that you're the best singer in the world, I put that energy on you and you go out there and just do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And I said, she's crazy. She said, here's what you want to do. Look at one person and find something funny about that person. Even view the person without clothes. You may start to laugh. And so I did that, and it worked every time. So Cynthia can tell you, I've done lots of concerts in Hollywood and everything else. I mean, great concerts. And even somebody from the Grammys came. So when you release the fear, great things happen to you. I'm not kidding. There's a plus. There's a wonderful energetic benefit. Even the subconscious mind knows, tells the cells what to do, and it will attract people and circumstances to you automatically. So you have a very powerful being. Every cell functions to help you. I love that. I absolutely love it. And I hope somebody else has a comment.
Well, I'm reading the chat room now, and there's Scott says that he's been a musician for 23 years, and he notes that he just turned 28, and a comedian for 3 years. So he guess I've never been lucky in never being afraid. So, and you know what? He is younger. He's younger, and you, Dr. Reggie, you've talked about crystal children and how they're wired differently.
They are. They're hardwired differently to deal with this energy. And going forth, they're braver, they're more evolved, and they're learning to overcome their fear in the environment. And I love them because what happens is they are strong, they're knowing how to deal with this environment. A lot of people can change. Even Cynthia mentioned earlier how Bruce Lipton talked about our genetic structure can change and overcome all these things. We say our parents did this. It doesn't matter. We can overcome that because genetic structure can be reprogrammed. And to re-engineer ourselves, we have that power, and to grow. And I'm very happy for people like him that Scott can do this and move forward and move on. And he will be very lucky, I like that word, to dealing with his future because he believes in himself. That is the key that unlocks the door to golden opportunities. Not from an egotistical point of view, but from a whole different energetic point of view in God mind. You can achieve whatever you want. Because your belief brings it to you. That's a law of attraction thing they don't tell you about. You're looking for these things and this stuff. It can only come when you are magnetized and energetically magnetized to it. And once they match, then it comes to you.
Right. You know, I'm just trying to bring some of the highlights out from his from Bruce Lipton's lecture. One of the things that he talked about was being a conscious parent. And when he talks, he's dealing with parenting from the beginning of life while the child is in the womb. And what they now have found, you know, before it was just, oh, the mother just having enough nutrients in the body to support nourishing the baby. But now what they're finding is that that baby is learning how to survive in the environment that they're coming, that they're being born into. And that that learning process is taking place from the mother, which is carried in the bloodstream. So if the mother is living under stress, what logically then is the mother communicating to the baby? That this is a stressful environment. If the mother's worried about how it's a single mother and she's worried about how she's going to be able to care for this child, that creates stress, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that impact the development of the child? From what we've studied so far, what's going to happen? Anyone have a clue? Press one on your telephone keypad. Okay, well, what happens is that the child is going to develop, the blood flow in that child is going to move more towards the arms and the legs. It's going to develop more muscularly. And the brain is the rear of the brain is going to develop a little bit more than the front of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he says, you're creating an athlete. And he says, you know, we recognize now that we have what they call the dumbing down of America. And as you're building a child, or this child is developing to survive in a protection mode, they have less intelligence, but they're physically extremely, you know, very adept. And they have found that that type of development also lends itself towards violence. So, but we have the ability to change that. Because if the mother can change her perception of her environment and remove that level of stress, then this baby is going to develop differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that that was just an interesting finding. And what they're saying is that the genes have the ability to rewrite themselves to adapt to the environment. But that adaptability is based on our belief system. Because we are the master controller of everything. I will continue to ask if you have questions or comments, that we will open the floor for, you know, please press one on your telephone keypad and join in on the conversation. You guys are awfully quiet this morning.
There's a compendium book, Cynthia, and I really like it. It's written by a guy named Claude Bristol. It's called The Biology of Belief. Written back in the 70s, I think, and it's a fantastic study to use as a compendium study with this study we're doing with Bruce Lipton. It's very good. I remember reading it 30 years ago. It's a very powerful book, and it talks about basically the same thing, and it's called The Biology of Belief. I couldn't think of that book before, and I said, what is it called? But that's it, The Biology of Belief, and it really shows how your body is from the mother and from every cell. This is the same study, so it's been going on for a while. It's a very powerful study.
Bruce Lipton's book is actually entitled The Biology of Belief.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there's one by Claude Bristol, the same name. Claude Bristol is the author.
Wow.
Who did it back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you Google The Biology of Belief, you're going to get Bruce Lipton. He's just all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's more contemporaneous, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his second book that's out is called Spontaneous Evolution, which that's the next book that I'd like for us to take a look at. Because in oneness, they're talking about the vibration that's on our planet right now causes us to manifest things instantaneously. What we think about, there's a shorter distance in space in between the time that we have a thought and the time that we manifest. And so we're in a time where we can have instantaneous manifestation. So it would be awesome to see how he has analyzed this, our bodies, and how our bodies are responding to our environment during this particular time because the vibration on the planet has shifted. And I know one of the things that he has recognized is that there have been whole, species that have become extinct almost instantaneously. The time that it has taken for them to just disappear from the planet has been amazing. So I just think it's going to be intriguing material for us to cover as we continue our study through oneness. If you have a question or comment, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. This morning we're discussing Bruce Lipton's work, his lecture entitled Where Mind and Matter Meet. And he's done an in-depth study of our cellular structure, how we are set up for fear and flight, which he equates as protection, or growth, and that if we're under stress and living a stressful life, that it cuts off the energy available for growth. And then he ties all of this into our belief system because the body is functioning based on our perception of our environment, which is being fed to the brain, and then the brain conveying that to the cells. So our health is all wrapped up into our perception of our environment. And so is it stressful or is it loving? That's why being the emotion of love is so powerful, because it supports and nourishes us. If you have a question or comment this morning, please press 1. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad and join in this wonderful discussion of where mind and matter meet. Good morning. 3331, you're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Hi, is this Jean?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great.
Yes, Cynthia, this study has been so awesome. I'm still watching the videos. It's what a phenomenal to really get an understanding on how fear versus faith. That's all just stands out. Faith over fear. And when you're in that fear mode, how it affects each one of ourselves. I'm just learning so much, and it's really like an aha moment.
Exactly, I totally agree. I've just been riveted from the moment that I've read it. Viewed this lecture. I would really recommend for you guys to just go look at the last video, number 17, and how he closes out this lecture series, because he finalizes it by saying that he wasn't looking for this, but that he recognizes that we are more than our bodies.
Wow.
And that we don't reside within the body. It will blow you away. That's all I'm going to tell you. Go and watch that 17th video. You may need to roll back to the 16th after you watch it. But that we are more than our bodies. And he also says what I tell you every day, that we are more powerful than they have ever told us that we are. We are very, 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 very powerful beings because we can change in the twinkling of an eye, instantaneously. And that's the path that we're on in oneness, instantaneous manifestation, to live a life of joy, filled with joy, happiness, and love. And that's not impossible if we change the way we think. You're no longer a victim to your circumstances. You can overcome anything if you change the way you think. That's a powerful, powerful, powerful lesson. Moving from fear to faith. That's right, Jean. Moving from fear to faith. We have just a few more minutes left in this broadcast. If you have a question or comment, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. In the meantime, we were cut off yesterday. My computer decided to reboot near the end of our lesson yesterday. And Donna was going to share something with us. And so I'm going to ask Donna if she will share her testimony from yesterday. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good morning, family. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good.
Sorry about yesterday.
Oh, that's okay. I understand what goes on in this lifetime. You know, but I was going to share about my son, how, you know, if I didn't understand the power of saving myself, how the choices that he made for his life could have damaged my life. So with that, I went into the save myself, the protection mode for a while and got a clear understanding that I have to let him live his life the way he wants to, and I have to live mine, or else I could go into very bad health.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about parents protecting themselves and let them live their life, I had to do that. And the
right.
Same with a job, too. For years, I was on a very, very stressful job. And when I made a decision to do whatever it took to get out of that job, my body said, amen. Thank you.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? You know, even now when I think about going back to work, I can hear my body saying, are you crazy? We're happy right where we are. You cannot do that to us.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing. And yesterday's lesson, we were talking about, to link this in, we were talking about that we cannot be responsible for other people. We're only responsible for ourselves. And parents really have to get that lesson, that you can send, you can pray for your children and put a light of protection. But those experiences that they go through are life experiences that develop them. And you can't protect them from that. Especially if you have a strong-willed child. You cannot protect them from it. So we have to learn how to step back and just embrace what's going on for them and pray that they wake up. Okay, we have 90 seconds left. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer this morning. I so appreciate all of you who are participating and all of those in our chat room for joining us this morning. And tomorrow we'll be moving into chapter 17, which is going to be, we're going to have a new diet for a new reality. Dr. Reggie, will you take us into our closing prayer?
Thank you, God, for who we are in you. I thank you for attracting to us all the people who need to hear these lessons because they're extremely powerful. Thank you. As you know, divine intelligence flows through each of us and infinite wisdom. And we thank you for all of that. We thank you for the ability to live and move and have our being in a higher consciousness called the Christ consciousness. We thank you for that, and that we're able to have any health, and that any health issues are cleared by the mind. They're created by mind, and they're cleared by mind. And we thank you that your hand moves in us under substance and that we move forward and intelligent. We thank you for everybody listening, that they are blessed in a very mighty way. Thank you for everybody who calls in and participates. They are our angels in the making. We thank you for even people in the chat room. Let them be blessed. Everyone will be blessed by hearing these words and hearing the prayer and hearing who we are. We grow in love and in power every day, and we manifest instantly according to your will in us. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. See you tomorrow, guys. Quiet. I'm talking to the guy that's online. He's saying his show is the complete flip side of mine. I guess. He says, let's just say my show is pretty much the flip side of yours. And I said, that creates balance. I'm epileptic. The balance is offset. He says, I'm epileptic. The balance is offset. I've had the best week of my life. My fiance visited me from Virginia for a week. Wow. We've got engaged plus gone at it like rabbit. We've got engaged plus gone at it like rabbit.
Oh, okay.
He's in East London. I asked him, "Where are you?" He's in the east. He's in East London, and I said, "I thought so." He said, "But I didn't say a single word of Cockney." Okay. I could have done one abroad. I've gigged in several countries in Northwest Europe, eh?